Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. I covered the fact that the hurricane is going to blow a lot of oil into the Gulf region, into states like Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Florida. The feds are continuing to block that recovery. I got into the fact that they're all over the news, and Israeli papers are saying, the EU leaders are saying, the G8 leaders are saying, it looks like Israel is getting ready to hit Iran. U.S. aircraft carrier just arrived right off the coast. There's a battle fleet along with the Israeli fleet. We're getting into the economy. CNN's reporting a bunch of people are getting ill. 162 cases of illness linked to oil spill reported in Louisiana. Major university medical centers are reporting people are getting sick from the toxic chemicals. The Washington Post is floating the idea of 20 million evacuated. Others are saying the word is it's going to be 40 million. I don't know if that's going to happen, but let me tell you something. The fact that Obama is blocking that oil getting skimmed up out at sea when they can clean it up is high treason. And I want to be on record saying that this is a disaster. In fact, will you tell one of the guys to get a camera ready? I want to shoot a YouTube video, an emergency release at the end of the show today. Thanks. All right. I said I'd open the phones up for the next 45 minutes and then the last 15 cover a bunch of other news we haven't gotten to. So let's do that right now. Carlton in California, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, you asked the question, what's the purpose of man, right? Well,
yes.
Let me just answer it this way. From a philosophical or a biblical viewpoint, I'm a Christian. It says in Ecclesiastes, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty or purpose of man. Do you agree with that?
Yes, and the Bible also talks about we are to worship, but if you really, the translation is marvel and appreciate the creation.
That's absolutely. Well, man is destroying the creation, as you know, and there's a lot of debate over how to take care of the earth. You got the fanatic environmentalists who refuse to discover.
Well, the devil
things.
Always creates a counterfeit, and so the devil institutes the program of destruction, and then he offers the solution.
Exactly. Well, man is destroying his environment, and he's not following God's laws with regards to how to take care of the earth. But I think man has been given dominion according to Genesis. And he's supposed to exercise dominion according to God's law.
And it's a test.
Oh, absolutely. And man has failed the test for the most part. But, you know, you got to look back at the fundamental nature of man. The liberals tend to see man as basically good. The Democrats, and you pointed this out, there's a false left-right paradigm between the two parties, the Democrats and the Republicans. The Democrats tend to see man as basically good. And therefore, we need more government to protect us from other good men. You know, it's just kind of illogical, isn't it?
And you got the animists who worship the creation instead of the creator, when we're supposed to appreciate the creator for the creation and see that as just a small bit of the handiwork.
Exactly.
And, of course, there's design all around us.
Right, right. And the other part of it is you got the Republicans who believe that man is basically evil by nature, but if left to himself, everything will work out okay, which is also illogical. See, there has to be balance, Alex.
Well, you got Romans 13 saying worship the government, whatever it says to do, but that's a distortion. The whole Bible is about people standing up against evil leaders and saying, no, I'm going to follow God's law, not your law. And people can say all day, well, you can claim whatever you want is God's law. You know, there is no good and evil. But then they'll tell you that they want to take your free speech because something you say may hurt someone's feelings. But I thought there is no good and evil. I mean, it's a total cop-out. They don't want you having your morals and your compass. They've got their morals and their compass. And it's perversion, death and destruction, loving death and destruction, death and hatred for all mankind. I appreciate your call, Carlton. Luke, Robert, Frank, Dave, your calls are straight ahead. On the other side of this quick break, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us on this live Tuesday edition, the 29th day of June 2010. The websites are Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up after your phone calls later in the hour, I've had a chance to analyze a lot of the raw videos, including news videos. One of them's a video shot from on top of a bank. It's one of those local news shots where they normally show you the weather. And it just shows police beating up reporters, old ladies, citizens, after the cars got burned. And there's another video on YouTube of a reporter saying, "Why are you beating us?" And the cop says, "You burned cars." So four or five guys burn cars. The cops stand down, do nothing like they always do for the news cameras, and then run around the city beating the daylights out of anybody they want for 3 days after it. That's the New World Order. That's how they operate. And so we'll be going over some of that. More on Elena Kagan. Of course, we've got this audio clip from her pleading before the Supreme Court when she was Solicitor General, where she admits, yes, there is a law that the government can ban books, but we're not enforcing that right now. So that's going to come up after we take some more of your calls. But right now, let's take your calls. Luke in West Virginia, you're on the air.
Well, hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Well, what's the meaning of life? I think, really, these days, you know, it's not the same as it was hundreds of years ago. So you have to think, today you're bombarded with information on all sides, good and bad. I think the meaning of life today is to see what is and what is not real. Like, you know,
Veritas is everything. Truth is everything. If you can truly find the truth, then you are fulfilled. And I agree with you. If a man finds the truth, he will find the key to the universe.
I mean, you know, the New World Order is real. It's there. You know, the social control grid that, you know, keeps people in line is there. We have to find what's real in that, you know. You know, one thing I've been thinking about lately is, I'm a computer science major. You think about the Internet's watching you, but what about that operating system? Is it watching you? How deep does the control go? You know, what can you easily do, you know, to break loose of it, of all, just all the garbage?
Well, it's now admitted that Google is an NSA program. I mean, I could look at it 6-7 years ago, and it was a keyword NSA search program, and that's now admitted. It's a total government front. IBM's a government front. Microsoft has come out as a complete government front, and they build backdoors into everything. I mean, you'll see stories from time to time of a little computer company that comes out with some encryption and refuses to give the key to the government, so you see the director of it get indicted, or the place burns down, or, you know, or there's a robbery and everyone's killed, or I mean, it's just constant, the control of information, the control. And that's what freaks me out. I have proven to myself that so much of what we've been taught is a lie. How deep does it go? I mean, who knows what the truth is? You know, I only stick to what I can prove, and that's so bizarre, most people can't believe it. Who knows?
You just got to keep going until you keep going, keep finding more things out. And every time you find something new out, there's more and more and more. Another idea I had, which might be good for some people, when I give out DVDs of your films, you can burn it as a DVD, put in your DVD player, but if you burn it as a data CD, you can just put 5 or 6 films on there and really get somebody who's ready to be in on it. So if anybody out there listening, you know, that'd be a good idea. That's what I've been doing. It's really been helping. I mean, you know, somebody's, you watch this Police State 4, I'm like, oh my God, you know, that's messed up. Like, yeah, well, you know, it's easy for them to say, well, yeah, watch these other ones.
Well, the reason Police State 4 is so important is everybody knows they've got FEMA cams, but we prove it. Everybody knows the police are acting more aggressive and that they've been federalized and there's threat fusion centers and there's license plate reading cameras and there's foreign troops training. But this integrates it all in one place in 2 hours and 25 minutes where people get the latest info, the full spectrum analysis, compartmentalized police, compartmentalized military who are part of this, who can't understand the full system they're in because it's designed that way. This is 15 years of research with the latest info boiled down in 2 hours and 25 minutes. That's why Police State 4 is so essential. I appreciate your call. I mean, here's an example. Every day or two now, I see mainstream articles where they go, oh, foreign troops are in our town in Texas. Foreign troops are in our town in Illinois. Foreign troops are in our town in Kentucky. Oh, they're training to take on terrorists. And then I'll actually send reporters at great expense. It's great expense for us. To Chicago for 5 days. And it's worse than we thought. Mass riot containment, roundup drills, troops from Eastern Europe, Polish, Albanian, you know, Romanian, in other drills, Czech Republic, German, that I've been to, and they're training to take us on. I mean, but I don't even have to go and ferret this out anymore. You know, they'll have New York Times articles going, look, the Explorer scouts are training to take on disgruntled veterans. In this drill, the veteran wouldn't turn his guns in, so they went in and took him out. And it shows the simulated dead veteran in the New York Times in a full-color spread. I mean, I was on that Opie and Anthony show this morning, Opie and Anthony program, which, again, is very popular with the trendies, millions of listeners. And I would talk about things like that, and they would just say, well, that's your opinion. It is not my opinion. It is not my opinion they're training foreign troops to take on the American people. It is not my opinion that children are being trained to take on veterans. It is not my opinion that I receive secret documents from federal police and state police about how the federal government's number one enemy is gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, and veterans. We're the ones that broke that. That's national news. That's admitted. That's not my opinion. This is a creepy, out-of-control government that wants to run every facet of our lives and is trying to train us to be slaves. And I, for one, have had enough of it. And I watch the video of those Canadian police enjoying beating people up and private contractors pulling up in black and dark blue vans in shorts and T-shirts and grabbing people and beating them up. This was real. The video I saw from Pittsburgh was fake. But notice how it's the same worldwide, the same MO, the same training. The globalists, the bankers come into town, and they use it as a laboratory model of what they want. So last year at the meeting, it was fake to scare everybody. This year it was real. This was real. Jumping on people's heads after they were down, not resisting. Guys in plain clothes doing this and dragging them off, and the news saying it was private G20 security. Private G20 security relishing the fact that mercenaries are allowed to attack Canadians and Americans. Hell, one guy at the G20 last year in London was delivering newspapers to a convenience store, and he's walking with the stack of papers with his trolley, and the cops come up on video, and they say, well, get out of here. And he said, okay, I'm just delivering newspapers. And when he turned his head, they beat him in the head. He even followed their stinking orders. They killed him. Then they lied about it. But later the video came out and was shown in court. I mean, you know, just he's not a human to them. He's some poor guy, cops, who's trying to deliver newspapers. Yeah, we're, you know, the guys, whenever I'm talking, even though we're not live at prisonplanet.tv, they're showing me cops from 2 years ago in Canada. This was later admitted they were cops, dressed up like anarchists who were attacking other police as a pretext to then be able to attack the crowds. In fact, when we go live, make sure today I have – in fact, let's just go live at the bottom of the hour so I can play some of that or just show some of that in the background. Oh, this is so hard to deal with. When you understand this is a formula – It doesn't matter if it's Spain or Italy or the U.S. or Canada or England. They have hired cops or contractors, burn a few cars, and then they attack all the peaceful people. And now the citizens have identified cops staging fights, so they're getting in their face. So now the police stage the arrest of the cops to get them out of the situation. These are Royal Mounted Police. What terrorists, man? They're just terrorists. And you stupid cops don't know that you're with the American people and the Canadian people. Don't you understand? You're going to be run over, too. Don't you know you're in the boat with us, you fools? And I'm not saying you're a bad person individual. You're just like the rest of the dumbed-down public. But you, if you're listening now, for whatever reason, your destiny is to wake up. All right, let's go to Robert in Utah. Robert, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Alex. What's up with you? That's a weird – I'm sorry. That's a dumb question.
Well, you know, I just feel like the top of my head's blown off. I mean, more and more I just realize things and understand things, and it's frightening.
Well, you know, I started listening to you. I first heard you, I guess, back probably on Coast to Coast back in the 90s. And I just, like, you know, I started listening to you probably a few months ago. And, you know, so you wake up. I think maybe like the greatest gift that we have is probably the power to discern things, to discern the crap that they try and spoon feed us daily, you know, and it with everything, because it is so multifaceted. And I listen to you and I hear the frustration in your voice. And it's mirrored in...
And it's meant to be so overwhelming that even intelligent intellectuals decide, like in The Matrix, where he says he meets with the agents and he says, I don't want to remember anything. You know, I want to be a movie star. He's there drinking red wine and eating a steak. He wants to be put back in the false reality. And a lot of intelligent people, it's called Crime Stop in 1984, they decide to believe the delusion.
Yeah, it's true. And you get...
You know, I wanted to hear what you had to say there, Robert, but your phone's cutting out. Are you there? If Robert can get back on, I want to talk to him. Let's talk to Frank, and then we'll go to break. Frank in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you
doing? Hey, buddy.
You know, you asked for something profound. It's a mantra from my beautiful fiance, Jenna, who said, you know, she introduced me to a year ago, but it's live simply. And today I'm up in my garden tying up my tomatoes and listening to Alex Jones on my iPod app and literally the best two things in the world. But, you know, I mentioned something about the coverage of the G20 and saw a window of our near future. And it's a story of Khalid Saeed. Have you had a chance to learn about that?
Yes. Tell us about it on the other side, Frank, and then we'll try to get Robert back on, then Dave, Ebert, Brian, and others. 1-800-259-9231. We'll continue with calls. Stay with us.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
All right, let's go back to Frank in Ohio. Frank, go ahead and finish up your point, my friend.
Thank you. Well, I read this last night, the story of Khalid Said. He lives in Egypt. He's a 28-year-old activist blogger. And, you know, Egypt's been under an emergency law for 30 years.
Yeah, they came in and beat him to death with clubs in front of everyone and just said, what you going to do about it?
Yeah, you know, they smashed his brains against a handrail and for 20 minutes until he died. And, you know, because he was going to upload a video showing police corruption. you know, and Jenna and I are bringing a child into this world, and my question to you, Alex, is, you know, what lessons do we as a people need to instill in our children so that they will stand up against the Stasi regime, against the secret police?
Well, what happens is, this is the lesson. Cops, in every case in culture, you know, the enforcers of the Imperium, they recruit and promote the thugs, the bullies, the false macho, the fake tough and the crazy brave, and then they all get into a mob psychology of one-upping each other. And Drudge Report linked to a video that we posted yesterday of Canadians singing the Canadian national anthem, and the police line up and then charge them and don't give them any warning and beat them senseless and attack reporters. And then I saw neocon commenters saying, good, beat them hippies, I love it, beat them, beat them, beat them. Well, I saw close-ups of that crowd. They were men, they were children, they were, as the London Guardian said, a, quote, middle-class crowd. Not that it was a poor crowd, they deserve it, or a hippie crowd. But this was Canadians against the G20, looting them, foreign bankers trying to raise everybody's taxes, criminal group, and there were comment after comment, and I would link on for about 10 minutes. I would link through to their profiles, and they were cops, they were military veterans, and they were there cheering. These are mainline conservatives going to the Drudge Report. Drudge linked to it because he's disgusted by it. I know that because he linked to other articles by The Guardian reporting on just how brutal this was and how evil and how they witnessed it. I mean, these are top reporters for the equivalent of the New York Times being polite and cops saying, stand him up, and just punching him and punching him. And cops in Canada all the time kill people in airports, beat them to death. That happens here. And so this, we're going to have more of this. We have no future unless we stand up and stop dehumanizing people. You know, because that's what these people were doing on the YouTube video was good. I love seeing hippies getting beaten. Remember that military tape I played where the guy's watching the kids getting beaten in Iraq? And he's going, yes, yes, oh, yo, I love it. Oh, ha, ha. Did you ever hear that audio?
Oh, yeah.
So it's a similar thing. They were like, yes, yes, on the YouTube with their comments. You could hear it in their text. Get them, oh, I love beating hippies. Number one, you need to know that in Spain, in Greece, in Iceland, they're trying to take the entire police pensions, dummies. These bankers are not your friends. And you know, even the AP is showing video of plainclothes men grabbing men, women, and children and putting them in black vans. What do I always say? You know, they have bills introduced worldwide to allow snatch and grab to go on, like this is Turkmenistan or something. And now they're showing you snatch and grabs everywhere to acclimate you, just like they showed you SWAT teams 30 years ago to acclimate you, or they kicked off the black stormtrooper uniforms in Seattle 11 years ago. We are all being bathed and conditioned, the cops, the citizens, everyone, so we can live like they do in Egypt. And just when the cops want to, they will take their slow time beating your brains out because they're in charge. They're tough. They made it in life. They've got government authority. And none of our children are safe. None of us are safe until we say no to this, until we take our governments back, until we take our cities and counties and states back and say no. You will not turn the police into Doberman pinchers that rip our throats out. You will not at the G20 in Pittsburgh release police dogs on old women coming out of stores with grocery sacks saying there's a daytime curfew and then attacking them with a police dog. They put that on the news to make you understand this is the new America. They are now grabbing people who are innocent. There's video after video after video up on PrisonPlanet.com in an article Steve Watson wrote. I forget the headline. Will you guys, it'll be News in Focus now, or may have already rotated off the front page. Steve Watson had an article about people being snatched off the road. There's a whole bunch of videos there. And when you click on each video, it takes you to YouTube with dozens of other videos, literally beside each one, of just black vans running around just grabbing people. Peaceful person will have a flower. Officers, we're humans. Yeah. They just run out and grab her and hand them to plainclothes contractors that throw them in vans. Total tyranny as private contractors in, you know, wearing masks or grabbing people. I mean, this is just a giant feeding frenzy of evil, training the police and military to go door to door and start the real mass arrest. And we'll just lovingly go get in their vans and go to the labor camp because, after all, they're officers and we've got to do whatever they say. I mean, this is it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain clog is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain clog can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain clog. Order now at thedrainclog.com. That's the drain clog at thedrainclog.com. Wow.
Okay, I'm going to continue with your phone calls. We've got two guests coming up in the last hour. Constitutional lawyer, scholar, Larry Becraft, talk about the makeup of the Supreme Court, and Elena Kagan, a.k.a. the Penguin. So I was wrong yesterday to call her a demonic pelican. It's a demonic penguin. In fact, later on in this, we'll show you an image of the Batman movie penguin character. And I'm asking you, is this not Elena Kagan? But it's wrong to make fun of her for how she looks. It's her actions. So we've got a clip of her talking about the banning of books. So that is coming up. And we're also going to talk to member of the Icelandic parliament, who's the spokesperson for WikiLeaks members who are in hiding, being hunted by the Pentagon. Yes, what a strange world we live in. I do want to go back to your phone calls. While we're talking, because we are now simulcasting live at PrisonPlanet.tv, I'm going to just show you some of the videos without audio of your PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. If you're a radio listener, you can go to PrisonPlanet.com and read the article Steve Watson did about it, about activists being grabbed by plainclothes goons and thrown into vans, and they're just pulling up and grabbing and beating people up for no reason and throwing them into unmarked vans and speeding away to set the precedent to have private security goons out arresting you. And Canada passed a secret emergency law to allow this. Of course, no law was passed in Pittsburgh, but they just did it. And there's video of them singing Canada, O Canada, and being run over by the police, including a London Guardian reporter who was beaten. And they were told, I'm beating you because someone burned cars 2 days ago. Yes, that's on record. I'm beating you because someone did that. And black vans grabbing people as part of a psyop. I mean, this is all part of training everyone, police and everyone else, that now unmarked vans grab you and you go bye-bye, just as Lieberman and McCain have bills introduced with the headlines, citizens to be secretly arrested, no court, no due process, enhanced interrogation to be used. You just disappear into a black hole forever. Instead of the song about school's out forever, no more pencils, no more teachers. Now it's the Constitution and freedom's out forever. No more private property, no more Second Amendment. Tyranny's here forever. Unless we let them get away with this. By the way, everybody's emailing me going, Alex, the headline says that Supreme Court extends Second Amendment rights. But then the footnote is, but for the first time the High Court ruled there could be restrictions under law. You ever notice politicians say, I believe in the Second Amendment, except if prescribed by law? That's why the gun grabber groups have hailed it. Because now, yeah, in places like Chicago, they may let you get a permit if you jump through 100 hoops. But nationwide now, they can pass unconstitutional laws restricting it and violating what's happening in Texas, Arizona, and Vermont. Okay, I'm done. Let's go to your calls. Who's up next here? Dave in Arizona? Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Good, sir. Good to have you here. Thanks for calling.
Are you familiar with the World Peace Project?
It rings a bell somewhere.
Okay, well, the World Peace Project has done studies all over the world. They've done a study in Washington, D.C. in 1993 where collectively a group of people got together and they prayed to reduce violent crime, and they reduced violent crime by 23% in the District of Columbia in that year, in 1993. They have decades of scientific research that show that this work,
Well, there are major, even atheistic studies they've done where they found attitudes around plants seem to have an effect. Music has an effect.
Yeah.
And there's certainly a lot going on in the universe we don't understand.
Now what I would suggest, Jesus said that in John 14:12 that we would be able to do greater things than he did, but he has to go to the Father. So we're in that time where we collectively will be able to do greater things than Christ did through his power. And what I would suggest is that since the Bible asks us to pray unceasingly, that I would ask everyone to start praying for the disruption of weapons in the hands of tyrants immediately. That means disrupt their computers, disrupt their communications, disrupt their electronics, disrupt their ammunition, disrupt their vehicles. When they try to snatch someone off the street and throw them in the car, hey, four flat tires or the electronics doesn't work. I'm telling you that this is going to work. This is what we're going to have to do, Alex. And this is going to work, guaranteed, because the scriptures say it will work.
Well, I'll just leave it in God's court. I'm going to stand up physically, in the info war on this plane of existence and warn people and put myself in harm's way and do whatever I can to try to point out what's happening. But I do pray that God gives us divine intervention and providence, and that tyranny be confused and that tyrants fail and that God's will be done upon them. And I'm asking God, and of course, history shows you need to ask God to come in. You need to ask for the help. And I think that is an important prayer to put out there. George Washington did it, and I'm doing it today. And I appreciate your call, Dave. Very interesting, very profound thought there. For those who just joined us back at the start of the show an hour and 39 minutes ago, I said I want to hear profound statements today from callers. I'd like to hear what you believe is profound, what you believe the world is really all about. I know this, what we pray for, what we dream about, is what our mind then imagines and then what we manifest. In 1900, Max Planck, as I started the show talking about, the German physicist envisioned nuclear quantum and atoms and splitting the atom. And by 1918, he'd written complex equations on it. And by 1934, other physicists had already written out nuclear reactors. They never split the atom yet. And then by 1939, they split the atom, and you know the rest is history. That's what the human mind can do. We envisioned airplanes 300 years ago. We have them. We envisioned spacecraft. We have them. We've envisioned particle accelerators. We have them. We envisioned black holes with mathematics. The satellite telescopes have found them. The human mind is unbelievably powerful. That's why the globalists are always telling you you're weak, you're pathetic, you don't have any power. Because they are adept at power. They understand the power. They're tuned into the secrets of the world that is handed down by their societies over millennium. They know things that, you know, I don't know, and all I do is research this, but from the outside. And the information I know, I can barely deal with and barely understand. Imagine these people. But they've made the decision to use all this knowledge to totally dominate society and their fellow man. I'm saying use knowledge to empower humanity and to believe in humanity, not to dumb humanity down. But I've always wanted to give. I've always wanted to create. These people are twisted, and they use their knowledge for evil. Everett in Florida, you're on the air, Everett.
Yes, thank you, Alex. You make a lot of great films. All the pieces of the puzzle are out there. The truth is out there. But if I may humbly and respectfully make this observation.
Yeah, go ahead.
My observation is that if you tell people the air, the food, the water, their minds are being poisoned and bankers and New World Order and all that stuff, it isn't immediately tangible to them. They don't see it how it directly affects them right now. But I believe if you make the one film that will sell more than Avatar, if you make it, being the person to make it, you'll be able to cut off the root of the New World Order's existence and supply, which is the source of their plans to enslave us. I believe that if you make a film exposing the individual income tax, that is tangible, and it is undeniable.
Well, you know, that was a lost opportunity. Aaron Russo called me over and over again, and I had such a small staff at the time. For some reason, I didn't even contact him back. He tried for a year to interview me for his film, Freedom to Fascism, but I still promoted it once it came out, and that was a lost opportunity to be in that film. And I've exposed the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report 12 years ago with a film. And I guess I could make a documentary about the income tax. But I think America Freedom to Fascism has done a pretty good job at that.
Yes, but I think more detail needs to be shown, like the truth of it. And as a matter of fact, in less than probably 20 seconds, I can start people down the rabbit hole if you'll allow me just 20 seconds to say,
sure,
show something. Thank you. If everybody out there will go get a copy of the Internal Revenue Code or go to their accountant or their attorney and ask them for a copy of the Internal Revenue Code, turn to the back of it, which will have blue pages called the Topical Index, and look at liability for tax, under L, obviously. You'll see all the taxes that there's a legal liability for, gift tax, railroad taxes, tobacco taxes, etc. You will not see individual income tax, because there is no lawful liability for it. It's not listed.
Well, I mean, I have to tell people that there's a lot of fake remedies that are put out there by Patriot people that aren't a silver bullet to get you out of the income tax. I'm not saying that the income tax is legitimate. It's not. It's a complete fraud. It's a hoax. It's on record in the book, The Law That Never Was. They went to all 44 states that were in existence in 1913 when they got the 17th Amendment and the income tax. And the majority of the states that they said ratified it, their own annals show they didn't ratify it. So it was a hoax. Most states weren't in session but every 2 years, and it just got announced and falsely ratified. The two-thirds of the states did not do it. Not even a third did it. And we built our whole country without it. We've now had it 97 years, and look what it's done to us. But it wasn't even popular or used widely until the mid-50s. When they passed the income tax, it was such a small tax that it was only on people making over $1 million a year, and very few were doing that. And so the elites themselves, were the ones that pushed it, and they had loopholes where they didn't have to pay it. And yes, it all goes to interest on the debt, interest to the Federal Reserve, to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others. The big six banks, of course, are J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citibank, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and what's the other one? It'll pop in my head in a minute. But, I mean, those are the Federal Reserve shareholding banks. And so it's a very important point you've raised, and it's a complete fraud. And now we're about to have a new banker tax, the carbon tax, that is to be paid directly to the international organization and combine. So I appreciate your call, and I do need to make a film on that subject. I appreciate it. Okay, let's go ahead now and talk to Brian in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Yo, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Hey, you're asking for profound statements today. I just want to, try to add on to that and then add a little story about the Ixtec spill after that, if there's time.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to give a shout-out to that guy in his tomato garden right now, because that is, that's what you're supposed to be doing in life. Find peace outside. Find peace with yourself. That's all that we're here for. But anyway, I figuratively woke up, as you would call it, a few months ago. I used to, find pleasure in watching our military triumph, different places of the world. I used to think that, we're spreading justice, we're doing this, we're doing that.
That was you winning the victory. You were having the triumph.
It's almost as if, it becomes an extension of your soul. It's sickening. It's like you're out there and you're defeating these defenseless people that are like, they have no concerns with us. We're there to change their perception on culture.
Kids fighting tanks with rocks are dirtbag roaches who are cowards, and the people in tanks running them over are heroes.
That's exactly right. It's very perverted, and I hope that, nobody can tell you to see this. And for me, discredit me if it must be, but, I had a psychedelic experience, and after that, it was the equivalent of having a bucket of cold water dumped on me while I was in bed. And I get really
well on record. The CIA in the 1940s and 50s with LSD, the owners of Time Life Books were big LSD heads, very wealthy. The East Coast elite, Skull and Bones, was taking it. This has all been released. And they decided this is something that's good to give the general public to bring them into our new order. But then they decided in the studies that this is backfiring on us, and so banned this substance. But the CIA admittedly delivered in the early 60s and on pure LSD to campuses all over the country. They told professors that were CIA, give this to your students. And they then put out the ingredients, the recipe for LSD. And then by 1970, and there's been reports on this, you can pull them up, the government said, what have you done? This is actually backfiring. Get them off this stuff. And hallucinogens are very dangerous. I'm not telling people to go out and take them. But somebody who's under heavy mind control, and they did have some studies in the 60s, people who've been abused, sometimes it helped them, get out of those paradigms of fear that they were in. I mean, it can really remake you. The problem is most hallucinogens out there now are just toxic waste that they call those hallucinogens, because the basic precursor drugs or chemicals you need to make them are so controlled that they have to mix a lot of other ingredients in to be able to get the molecular structure. And then there's a lot of excess heavy metals and Grignard reagents and toxins and chemicals in there. It's the same thing with many drugs. These street drugs are very dirty. So no one should take hallucinogens. But from my research and what I've seen and studied is that an altered state can, with someone who's been conditioned, break their conditioning. It could just as easily put you deeper into the conditioning, or make you have a psychotic break and eat your fingers or jump off a cliff. Now, most people that take LSD today are taking a weak version of it, and they're not taking a lot of it, and so it's more like speed. But if you take real LSD, I've read from the research studies that have been done, that, yes, it can certainly open up. That's what the Bible talks about, pharmakia. The sorcerers, they would take drugs that would, open them up. And the Bible says that's dangerous and bad, so I go with that. Certainly can do that. I appreciate your call. Very, very dangerous, though. Real high-powered hallucinogens, where you see pink elephants and things, or Puff the Magic Dragon, are extremely dangerous. Let's go ahead and take another phone call here. Let's talk to who's up first here? Annie in Indiana. You're on the air, Annie.
Yes, Alex. I've called several times before. I'm a Texan in exile in Indiana.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's amazing that some of us are like you, are going through reviewing our lives now that we're getting close to the end times, the purpose of life. In the 60s, I was a radical. I did civil rights work, NAACP, demonstrated against the war. My heroes were Bob Dylan and Joan Baez. In 74, I became a Christian, and I started becoming a serious Bible student. I asked the Lord if he would let me live to see the end times. I would consider it the greatest gift, and I'd like to tell people, be careful what you pray for, because you may get it.
Well, I mean, it certainly things are getting wild. I mean, they're trying to gear up for World War III. They're purposely letting the oil spill come in via the hurricanes, blocking relief efforts. They are poisoning the food and water. And it's just a fact. You know, it shocks people. Stay there. Finish up with what you had to say, Annie. Let me come back.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We will not be forgotten.
All right, I said I was going to get to this Kagan situation before our guest comes on. We got 5 minutes now, 5 minutes in that first little segment before a member of Icelandic Parliament joins us. So I'm going to get to the Kagan here in a moment. But going back to Annie, I am a Christian, And I believe in God and the devil. I believe in these forces in the universe. I've experienced it, and I know there's providence. But I don't believe in what the man-made church has said. That's why I'm not part of any, you know, Protestant or Catholic or, you know, any organization. I am someone who follows Christ, okay, and I can feel God. I mean, I can literally feel the energy source. I have a relationship, okay? And I've had experiences I won't get into on air in my life that are just unbelievable. I mean, I don't need to take LSD to hook up with God. And, I mean, I'm tied into the universe. And we all are. I'm not saying I'm special here. It's just I've had experiences that are private experiences that are mine. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I mean, I've literally... Oh, it doesn't matter. It's just you've all experienced it, and you ignore it. It's hidden in plain view. There's such a wider universe going on around you, ladies and gentlemen, and you're told to just focus on TV and just focus on the men on suits and limit your perspective. And so I've limited what I cover here to what we can 100% prove, but I know there's a lot more going on in the world. And the global system, everything they do is about limiting your consciousness, limiting your view, limiting your horizon, where it's a shrunken view of the world you have down to just a tiny little pinpoint of whatever information they're feeding you. That's what they want. They want you with blinders on. But I see a very destructive force in the church in the last 150 years with the Scofield Bible and things that came after it, where they say it's the end of the world, Christians are to just bunker in their houses and wait for the end of the world, and the worse things get, that's better because Jesus is coming. If you really read the Old Testament, New Testament, it's all about fighting evil, standing up against corruption, standing up for innocence, widows and orphans and children, and standing up against the kings of the earth and the corrupt priest who are always there working with the system to limit your relationship with creation, your relationship with God. Okay? And so all I'm trying to get people to do is to think for themselves and to realize that is God going to let somebody into Valhalla, into heaven, who knew there was evil going on but copped out and ran and hid? I'm not saying you're doing that. You sound like a great lady, Annie. They could fire up the Hadron Collider next month and destroy the whole Earth. They admit the mathematical equations show that that's a small possibility. Just like mathematical equations in 1900 showed they could build atomic bombs and nuclear reactors. And it could happen. Genetic engineering could get out of control next week, and this could happen. Yes, the globalists are moving headlong towards things that statistically say we're going to have mass calamities and possibly total destruction. I mean, never before has man had powers to be able to turn the sea into something that's dead, or to be able to burn up a third of the earth, or kill a third of the people, or for the Antichrist to be seen worldwide at once by everyone on the planet, you know, through the air, communicating his image projected worldwide and in the temple. I mean, yes, it's heavy stuff. It's not Nostradamus vague baloney. It's very specific. But regardless of what's coming and what's happening, is God going to like somebody who knows it's going on, who doesn't have courage, who doesn't speak up? Finish your point quickly, because I got to go to break and come back for the next hour, Annie. Anything else you want to add?
This is where the Lord had told me to speak about standing up for the voiceless, the widows, the orphans, and the unborn.
Oh, really? Is that what you were going to say?
That's what I was. You stole my thunder. And I wanted to say, can I hold?
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there, because I don't want to cut you off again. Stay there. We're going to come back, but make your point, because I can tell you're breaking up there a little bit, choking up a little bit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.